This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we'll get to who said it at 4:15. We got to check the injury report, and then we have ticket texts we just have not gotten to, and we need to. Also, Odyssey.com Rewind. We spent about 90 minutes on Bryce Underwood. Great day for U of M if you're a fan. They're trying.
Yep.
No idea if it's going to work. That's not the conversation today. It's
You're playing with the big boys.
You tip your cap. You're trying because you saw what OSU did last year, and you didn't like the poo-poo platter this year. David, what do you got?
You want some good pizza? Get some Chicago style.
Oh, it's like a soup.
Okay, now people are trolling. That's not pizza.
I like a good Chicago pizza, but that's like a bowl of soup.
It's a casserole.
Crust.
It's a disgrace.
They are trolling because they do say later on, I know that pisses Mike off.
It does. Listen, here's the deal. Detroit-style pizza is still pizza. Now, it's a different way of doing it. Chicago-style pizza is like if you flunked out of culinary school, knocked your head on a toilet seat, and said, oh, look, here's my idea. It's garbage.
You almost need a spoon to eat.
It's disgusting.
You don't almost.
Then you roll into one of those Chicago joints, and it's like a hostage situation. You walk in the door, you haven't even kicked the snow off your feet. What's your order? Because it takes an hour. Well, then it's not pizza.
They do not treat each other with respect in Chicago.
They don't deserve it. That stuff's disgusting.
What do you want? Hey, welcome. What kind? What do you want?
I have had my reservation since May for St. Elmo's for my son. And I go Lions, Bill NGP.
Make it happen. And on behalf of me, you apologize for Rico Beard's slander of that fine establishment, a Midwestern cathedral.
Well, someone is calling you out, Rico. They're saying you must have ordered your steak well done and toasted in ketchup.
Whoa, no. I'm going to stick up for my man here because he is a cultured man.
Yes.
I have witnessed this man eat a medium rare steak. He is a gentleman. Don't put that evil on him. I may disagree with his review of the place, but come on now.
Because, you know, you can't disagree with anybody in life. So, yes, I got ketchup. I asked, could I get French fries with it? Yes. And while I was at it, I said, hey, is there any grape Kool-Aid? Let's go.
Not going to hit a single drop. You are on your own with that remark.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read this one.
TJ enjoys a good glass of grape Kool-Aid as well.
I do.
Yeah. There you go.
I want to crawl under this table right now.
Tapping out.
Tapping out.
From Jonathan, he says, love the Underwood news, but we still have to fire Campbell and Martindale for this to have a chance to work.
Okay. I don't want to go down this road. Here's what I'll tell you. You don't have a great infrastructure to developing quarterbacks. You don't. So, yes, along with getting Bryce Underwood, what I would look to do is poach a coordinator who has truly elevated quarterbacks that have to throw more than 14 times a game. It's been 25 years at Michigan. You've had one guy taken, and most people made fun of what the Vikings did. So I would hire a real infrastructure around Bryce Underwood.
So question. And
I'm
just, if you're Michigan, because he just got fired, would you go get Tom Herman and let him run the offense?
Sure. Brilliant offensive mind. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it. Yeah. And again, maybe
you need creativity. That's the thing that I think Michigan, especially this year, has been lacking.
Yeah.
When Alex Orji's on the field, you know exactly what's happening.
Why won't they call a jump pass?
How many times you see third and four and Orji come in and run for 1 yard, TJ, and you kick a field goal? There's no creativity to what Kirk Campbell's
doing. But apparently it works because only one team figured it out. And that was Washington. Like, he doesn't pass the ball.
No, it's not true. They kept trying to do it against Illinois, Indiana. They kept trying to do it against those teams.
Don't worry, though. We came rolling to town. We really knew what was going on.
No, but I'm saying Washington just said no, and that's when they benched him in the game. They were like, yeah, this isn't going to work. They were just like, yeah, he doesn't pass the ball. We're not even going to even have safeties
back
there.
But I'm saying, but if he's coming in off the bench, like what Justin Fields has been doing with Pittsburgh the last couple weeks, you know he's going to run the ball, but hey, we're going to dial something up to where at least you got to keep guessing, right? There's no guessing with Alex Orji. You know exactly what's going to happen.
They've been saving it for OSU. Yes,
if he's still going to be on this team next year and you want to use him in that capacity, you need an offense coordinator that can at least design some creativity.
What's he going to do on the team next year?
What's he been doing this year?
Someone's got to hold Bryce's hat.
He's doing nothing this year anyways.
Yeah, maybe Bryce tips will.
Maybe he can come to Eastern Michigan. We could use quarterback.
What is happening? David Reed.
Mike is probably ecstatic. Daniel Jones has been granted his release.
It's a great day, man. It is. And truthfully, at least I know one team in the state of Michigan's trying to win collegiate football games. So I'm in the interesting business. Michigan getting Underwood, interesting. MSU offering Zeke the Wonder Dog an extra biscuit so he doesn't transfer to Boston College, not interesting.
You know, Tommy Cutlets is he's a tryhard, though, man. He'll go win a couple games he ain't supposed to.
Rico,
prediction. 4 weeks from now, Mike's pissed off that DeVito has gone 2-2 over that stretch.
Let me tell you what Tommy DeVito's going to do. 4 weeks?
Four days
from now. How about four days?
From now.
DeVito is going to use my family's Thanksgiving turkey as a toilet. He is going to pop a squat on Thanksgiving. He's going to beat the Cowboys and ruin my dad's life.
Okay, but is that
Cooper
really
Rush versus Tommy DeVito?
Is that hard to do?
That sounds like nap time.
To beat the Cowboys?
No, you have one job to do if you're Tommy Cutlets. Lay down and die.
Oh, no, he doesn't do that.
He wants a job.
He's going to win.
He wants a job.
Hey, is Halloween City Agent going to be there in his stupid little outfits?
He'll be 6-11, see a little bit of hope for the future, Mike.
No.
Hey, guys.
No.
In like 12th in the draft.
You know what? My hope is you don't wake up tomorrow.
Hey, TJ.
Whoa.
I need a quarterback.
Whoa. David, shut his mic off. Is Rufa Radio wanting the Giants to win or lose?
Yes, win. 100%. We want the Giants to win.
It's wanting you to get hit
you
by
knock
a
off
car.
Philly, you know, that'll be good for the Lions. Maybe you knock off Washington. I don't know if they played them twice. But
you know, if you don't care about me, could you at least care about my dad?
Yeah.
You said he's cashed out.
He's rooting for them to lose. He wants them to lose. I finally got my dad to go Hollywood Hogan and turn heel. I finally succeeded. Don't ruin this.
No, as you said, we're in the interesting business.
And the Giants having a quarterback is interesting.
Or bringing back Daniel Jones. Because, Daniel, we sorry.
It is a 5.5-point spread for the game this weekend. Buccaneers.
That's the devil's number.
Look, the Giants.
Michael always told me, you know what to do.
Yeah, they've already lost twice to the Commanders, so that's out. But they could still beat the Eagles.
That helps the Lions in week 18.
It might help the Lions.
Last week of the season.
Yeah.
When draft pick status is on the line.
Tommy Cutlets.
You know what,
running
Mike?
For
never
about
mind.
80
never
yards. Mind. A couple tuds.
You know what, Mike? I'm on your team because I can only imagine the angst and anxiety you will have in week 18 in a meaningless game as you need. Are you playing Philly?
Oh, yeah. Imagine Tommy Cutlets trucking Cooper DeGene on a goal line in an overtime for a touchdown.
Here's what you need is Philly to keep pace with the Lions.
Like the eighth
so they
in
need
the draft.
That game.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know who Philly's backup QB is, but you don't want to see him.
This is painful. Y'all got to stop, man. Y'all, this is painful.
Can you help us pray this into existence? You told me that wouldn't be great.
You know what? Yeah, I could do that.
Come on. All right. Appreciate you, man.
While you're at it, pray to
I hope your church collapses.
Okay. David, while you're at it, how about you pray to beat the Browns the next time?
How about that?
Hey, leave me alone, Rico.
Pray to beat the Browns next time.
You did.
Yeah. Everybody ate a W except for your team.
By the way, how did the game go from this to then cutscene snow globe in 4 minutes?
Apocalypse.
And then George Pickens says after the game, well, the weather played a factor. We scored both our touchdowns after it snowed.
Why is George Pickens fighting with the DB as the play is going on?
George Pickens complaining about the weather. You know, if only Pittsburgh wasn't a dome team that played down in Florida, they've never played in a cold weather outdoor game.
Yeah, we must play in a dome.
It always snowed on one side of the field, didn't it, George?
Who said it is next? Was crowned.
who said it is next?
Go G-Men, baby.
Who said it is next?
All right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right. We were on our game last week, and it angered David, which means this is going to be exponentially more difficult. It is time for Who Said It.
All right, guys. Here's who's eligible. Everyone from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
So Rieger and Wojo.
To 8 p.m.
Okay.
So here we go. They can't score. They can't play 5-on-5. Their penalty kill is atrocious. They cannot pepper the opposing goalie with shots. They always get outshot.
Initial thought, may I?
Yeah.
Only hockey nerds use the term pepper. Pepper the net. I almost felt like it was caught.
Yeah, either him or Cookies, right?
I think we're missing one.
About saying Gator?
Well, that too. I think, but atrocious is the one that's sticking with me.
Because that's a word I normally
use. That's a word you use. I could see Cookies using that. And I also have heard Rieger say that a lot.
Ooh, he's also a hockey nerd.
Exactly. That's the one I think we're missing. I'm going to go with Rieger, but I think all of those guesses are in play.
Kenny, that's too big of a word for him to use.
You know what? Pepper the net.
No, atrocious.
Oh, atrocious.
That's three. That's okay. Pepper. Too many syllables. I'm going to go with Rieger. I'll go Rieger. I think Kenny's talked me into it.
You know what? I'm going to go with my original thought of Gator.
TJ staring into space. Are you okay?
Yeah. No, I just, this is a tough one.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, I do. One more time.
They can't score. They can't play 5-on-5. Their penalty kill is atrocious. They cannot pepper the opposing goalie with shots. They always get outshot.
So that, to me, screams somebody that's just looking at the box score instead of watching the games, which is why I'm going to go with Gator.
David.
You know, hey, they're bad in all these scenarios. Like, if you're going to watch the games, at least give me a player description. And Kenny, I'm not trying to be mean.
Whoa.
I know Gator's got to get up early. He can't watch all the games. I'm going to go with Gator as well.
How early you got to get up to be here at 9:58? All right.
Sorry, Gator.
Kenny,
two swing and miss.
Great work by me and you. Kenny Cott gets half a point there. That was tremendous. Yeah. All right. Now,
damn,
I'm off the hook at least. No offer. Let's go to number two, shall we?
It feels like this house is built. It's built steady with all the signings they've done to get these players ready for the next 5 years under contract. This thing is definitely set up. They built this house brilliantly.
Brilliant. That's a big word.
That is.
Brilliantly.
Do it one more time. Say it again.
It feels like this house is built. It's built steady with all the signings they've done to get these players ready for the next 5 years under contract. This thing is definitely set up. They built this house brilliantly.
I got a major Woj vibe. Major Woj vibe.
Why?
I just, the brilliantly and the big word, in the, they built this house. I don't know. I can hear that. And before you talk me out of it, because I know you're going to, but I'm getting major Bob Wojo vibes.
Okay. No, I'm not going to talk you out of it. I don't have a major opinion on this one.
I don't either.
Who's using the house analogy? They built this house.
Dude, he's a writer. He's got to come up with different ways to describe things.
That strikes me more as a Jansen-ism possibility. Who's using that as?
I thought that too, but I think Jansen would say like foundation or hey, they got their, you know what I mean?
Woj, too many like syllables his, like, for him.
Editorial. Hey, I got to throw a new word in here.
House.
I'm getting Woj on that. I'm getting Woj, man. Boy, I'm riding this hill hard too.
Okay,
Rico, what do you think? I'm gonna say Jansen.
I built it
brilliantly. Jansen wouldn't say that.
I'm gonna go Gov. Same show, Kenny, but I'm gonna go Gov with this.
I'm going to go Jansen. This house. America.
Brilliantly, though?
Deer meat. I'm going to go John.
Who said it?
That was my second guess. That was one off.
Me too. Ah, right. To hell with him. I totally whiffed. Damn. All right, let's go to number three.
Yeah, none of us had
that. That was bad. It was bad. Yeah. We call it a bad play.
Yeah, good. Shake it. Move on.
They're not fun to watch. They don't create shots. The shots they do create don't go in. They're not good. They do nothing well.
Me. Me. That's exactly how I would describe the Red Wings.
Do nothing well is a phrase I've heard you exactly to the word describe the Red Wings as. I think it's you.
I think that's me.
See, is he talking Wings or Pistons?
No, because I've given the Pistons a lot of credit since the 0-4 start.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not going against you. Rico. You think it's you. I'm... I'm on board, man. You think it's you. If you're that committed to yourself, then I'll join you.
Yeah, Michael.
Who said it?
There we go. All right.
On the board.
I effing hate that guy. All right. Let's go to number four. 2 for 3. This is good. It's a banner day. And Danny Dimes is dead. What a day. Go ahead.
Why are you so upset? Why? Because it's year 6, when are we allowed to have expectations?
Another hockey take?
Oh, hell, that sounds like something I say, too, because I hate when... Wait a minute.
I'm going to use the jank rule, because I think I know exactly who said this.
I thought it was me or you.
One more time,
but
David.
Now he's doing the jank, which means it's got to be someone off this show, right?
Wait. That's not what the rule was, I thought. I thought if you know who the answer is.
Yeah. I mean, if you're janking yourself, then you can't talk.
Always.
Go ahead, Rico.
You want to hear one more time?
Yes, please, David. Save us.
Why are you so ups? Why are you a crumb bump? Like, no. Why are you so upset? Why? Because it's year 6? When are we allowed to have expectations?
Why are you so upset, though? Was he talking to a caller?
It might be me blowing up
Kenny.
A caller.
Yeah, that
but Kenny's also
Kenny,
done
though,
the same
right?
thing.
Why are you so upset?
We got into a lot of fights on this show.
Could it have been Costa?
I'm kind of leaning cookies, too, Rico.
Season
Give me your
ticket,
reasoning.
Costa?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Costa.
I think I'm with you, too. It sounds like he's having an argument with a caller.
Or just,
you know,
a fictitious argument where he's like,
upset that they're talking badly about Steve Eisenman.
Yeah, sending him mean text messages.
I'm kind of leaning Costa, too. Oh, but he janked himself. So I don't know.
Yeah,
does he listen to the mornings? Kenny, do you listen to the mornings?
Driving in.
I'll never tell.
I'll go Costa because you guys convinced me, but I swear Kenny and I said similar.
Is everybody in?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I said this. I'm like 99% sure.
I pointed to you, and then you did the jank thing.
That's because I didn't want to ruin the game.
Yeah. If he's going to jank himself, we got to trust him.
I had it.
He's got to believe that.
I had it. David, do we have a last one?
We sure do.
This is good, though. This is very positive this week.
Are you kidding me? Did you see the roster that he put out there? Did you see the starting quote-unquote rotation to be determined almost on a nightly basis?
Whoa. Now that sounds
like... That's got to be basketball.
Yeah, but we haven't done that.
Yeah. Who talks? Anybody talk about the Pistons?
No, like in a passing remark, I've said, guys, they're actually competitive. They're a lot better than their 0-4 start, but... We haven't broken down rotational stuff.
We haven't any Karsh yet. Are you going to get Karshian vibes from that? I don't.
With basketball?
Yeah.
Wait, one more time, David. But,
I like Montana.
I'm glad you asked. I'm going to read it one more time. Everyone pay close attention. Are you kidding me? Did you see the roster that he put out there? Did you see the starting quote-unquote rotation to be determined almost on a nightly basis?
Okay, I got it. It's about the Tigers. Somebody's talking about the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
that they were upset that he AJ Hinch didn't get manager of the year. Okay, okay. I got the vibe. The rotation now, he's putting out there.
The person,
how did he not get manager of the year?
The okay, person who got right. angriest, and I don't know whether it was legit or a little play acting, but the person who melted down the most was Kang. Kang was livid about AJ Hinch not getting manager of the year. I don't know that he said that. I just know he was pissed.
I was going to say Kang for what I thought it was basketball. Like,
me too.
Probably
he's
Kang,
the only one that cares enough about
I'm going to go Kang, passion. Yeah, Kang.
Kang was upset about it. I was sitting right next to him when he was yelling about it.
But
I
think, you don't know that he said that.
I don't know that he said that exact phrasing, but it's a good guess. I'll guess Kang as well.
All right.
I'm kind of on board with Kang, but I'm just going to throw in a Karsh just to try to even up the record here.
If you can collect it, he'll talk about it.
I know. Well, I got a lot of collection.
Let's go.
Damn it. Shot in the dark.
Now, this is amazing because Kenny sits next to the guy, didn't know it was him. The very next thing that said was Kenny in the
in the other.
It was Kenny. Oh,
good Lord.
So he wasn't even listening to the guy, but then he speaks right next.
That's shocking.
The guy says a lot of words, man. I can't listen to all of them.
He's too busy janking him.
And that is who said it.
All right, fellas. I'll see ya.
Hey, can I just say something real quick? I just got a text message from a friend. This is the type of stuff that just pisses me off, like to no end. What is the point? We do a radio show where the whole damn thing is available on podcast, much of it on video. You don't need to make up stuff that I said that I didn't say. Can I just address this now and put a bullet in it?
Yeah.
I said something to be funny, what I would do if I was a Michigan booster. I never said what was happening. I never said on good authority. I never said that Nick Marsh was going anywhere. I made a funny that if I were Larry Ellison, this is what I would do to F with my rivals. You don't need to make things up, you rat bleep losers. The whole show is Odyssey.com Rewind. Never said it. I made a joke that I didn't want to upset Rico. I made a joke about Nick Marsh that if I were a Michigan donor, here's what I would do. Nick Marsh would be the cherry on top of a Bryce Underwood sundae. There is no evidence Marsh is going anywhere. I don't have any authority, much less good authority. Please do not make things up. And then I have to get texts from people that I know. We don't need to do that. The whole damn show is available to you. If you want to know what's said, go listen. Christ on a cracker. I don't understand it. It's like we live in a simulation. Mm-hmm. Then I get three texts and it's like, dude, we didn't say that. And if I had said something like that, Rico would have slapped me into Sunday morning. I don't make things up. I make funnies.
And now you see why. Because I knew where it was going to go.
But there's no one said that.
But the second that you even joke or insinuate it, it's social media. Did you hear what that creep said and blah, blah,
oh
blah.
Oh, my God. This scumbag. If I were a Michigan mega donor, I would treat it like Game of Thrones. I would try to make this the Red Wedding, and I would pick the best player from state and the best player from Penn State. Minimum, I'd make those schools choke on massive financial offers. Maximum, I'd steal their player, wear a crown, and make them walk down the street naked and throw tomatoes at them. I never said anything's happening. And where the hell do you ever think that I would say on good authority that's happening? What planet?
What platform?
Dude. If I get a couple texts about it, the people have seen it. That just says it's out there in the universe. See? Didn't say it.
Okay.
It's crazy because the whole damn show's available.
I know. But it's one of those, I knew where this was going. It was funny.
Right, we were having
a
ha-ha.
It was funny when you said it in pre-show. And it's like, it will not get taken that way. Not in this society. State fans are way too sensitive right now. No.
All right, I want to say this.
So I wasn't trying to be a jerk earlier. It was just Mike.
Rico,
I'm your boy.
I love the way you played it. It was funny. And then a ticket texter brought up Nick Marsh, and I said, okay, fine. Cat's out of the bag.
And that's how it came up. It was the ticket text
right,
first.
And what I said is, clear as day, using Odyssey.com Rewind, if I were a Michigan booster, I'm just the type of MF, this is what I would do. How do you get out of that, oh, on good authority, this is... First of all, who the hell uses that language? What are we on, CNN or Fox News? Here's the second part. Here's a message. All right, I both love and hate my fan base at the same time. I think Spartan fans are some of the most loyal, and they want the best for the program. I also think they're incredibly insecure and incredibly naive. And honestly, no fan base eats their own more than Spartans. No one. Michigan fan, believe it or not, I think I get more hate from Spartan fans than you. Now, I lost the ability to care about that years ago. It doesn't matter anymore. Because no matter whether they love or hate me, they listen. Either way, I win. But I just, guys, figure it out, man. Program's in a bad place. Ain't nobody going to say good things about you. And if you think I'm going to be what you hate, which is a bought and paid for shill like Michigan has, it ain't ever going to be that way. Win, I'm nice. Lose, I'm not. But I never intimated, said no. I said what I would do if I were one of these billionaire Wolverines who were all bricked up about getting Underwood. I'd absolutely look at Ohio State. I'd go, you know, hey, Caleb Downs, I'm going to poach you. Oh, Nick Marsh, I'm going to go get you. Hey, Wisconsin, you know, that's how I would play this game. And I'd reannounce that, look, we're not here to make friends. We're here to win. So I'm sorry, but when I get a couple texts like that during a commercial break of like, what the hell did you say or where did this come? Dude, it drives me insane. Insane. And by the way, Odyssey.com Rewind, we talked all about Bryce Underwood. Major tip of the cap to U of M, because now you're with the big boys. You're going after it. There's none of this, it will or won't work. There's none of this, oh my God, it's irresponsible. By the way, does Wojo have his concern piece? Does he have that ready? When State paid Mel Tucker, it was, oh, it's a lot of money, you know. Did he release a piece like that today about Bryce Underwood?
I have not seen
no,
one.
No, that's not what he said.
Interesting. The he point I make is
changer.
We didn't concern Troll. I'm not concerned. It's not my money. Allegedly the second richest man on the planet. It's his money. He didn't even go to your school. So it's good to be a Wolverine today, and you guys are going after it. No slander, no smarm. Respect. That's all. I need 4 minutes in a four-hour show. I had to do that. That and nothing annoys me more because I say things as clear as day. You don't need to make things up.
And, Mike, that's how I've ended many a discussion or argument. You said this. Hey, go on Odyssey Rewind. Go listen to what I said and then call me back.
That's it.
Funny, I never get that call back.
No.
Did you hear it? Well, no. Somebody told me that you go listen.
Never
David,
said it.
You think I'm kidding? Well,
oh, I know you're not
this.
Kidding.
I'm like, no, go back and listen to it for yourself.
And then people wonder why I do not participate in social media. Why? Why would I ever? So I can sit there and then have to what? Clean up messes? It's better this way that largely I'm blissfully unaware. Because none of what happens there means an F to me. But man alive, you guys need to stop being so insecure. People are going to make a run at Nick Marsh. They're going to make a run at any player. Luckily, we don't have that many good players. They're going to make a run at anything we got. Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Here's a newsflash for you. Dirty little secret. They've already started making a run at Nick Marsh.
There you go. And guess what? Uh-oh, Spartan fans. Here, I'll be your boogeyman. I ain't mad no matter what happens. I wasn't mad at Derek Harmon. I wasn't mad at Simeon Barrow. You know what? They're both playing for a national title this year and making copious amounts of money. So don't be mad at me. Be mad at Alan Haller. Be mad at MSU as a university and athletic department. Be mad that unlike Michigan, we don't have a donor base united. They're more interested in fighting each other. And who's got the biggest salami on the block? We don't have anything organized. That whole deal I did last week that everybody freaked out about? Gee, it's weird. It's almost like it was prophetic. Because then days later, Michigan announced to themselves to the world, we're back. And whether it works or not, they're going to win this offseason. They're going to win the recruiting cycle. They will have momentum, and it will largely erase one of the more embarrassing seasons in recent Michigan history.
Yeah, I think David put it best. Nobody's going to remember this 6-6 year. at all. They're only going to remember this was the year you got Bryce Underwood.
We have lost the ability in this society to actually listen. You hear things, you don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what you want to hear. I think it is by far, after almost 24 years in this business, I think that is the biggest negative evolution of my customer base, a.k.a. listeners of the show, the ability to actually listen.
Mm-hmm.
Not just parse what you want out of it. Oh, mercy. You're better than I am for dealing with it.
Mike, I don't.
Well, you're on social media. I'm not.
No.
But when I get text during a commercial break and I'm going, I didn't say that. Where would that come from? We're going to put a bullet in that right now. Now I give you 2 points to rewind to. Cut it out. Don't make stuff up.
Trust me. Rieger lives by it. Me, I get it for the instant news. Other than that, I don't respond to, no,
whatever. All right, that's okay. Sorry. 4 minutes in a 4-hour radio show. That just annoyed the absolute H-E-double-L hell out of me.
All right, take him to church.
Prop Bet Casino. Paulson's audio, video. Look, technology, Super Bowl run. It's a match made in heaven. Get your man cave ready for when the Lions win the Super Bowl in New Orleans. I said it. I don't care. There, I did say that. Odyssey rewind to that. They're winning the Super Bowl. Buy yourself a TV. Get a nice one for that night.